COVID-19 has just had a devastating effect on businesses, especially small businesses.
That's exactly right. Now more than ever, it's so important to keep it local and support small business.
And this is Chick to Chick.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Spotacular Escapes in Mechanicsburg. Spotacular Escapes prides itself on being one of the cleanest spas and salons in central PA with some of the most amazing natural and organic products. Their goal is to send you out into the world feeling better than when you came in, and they're pretty spectacular at what they do. Call or book online at spectacularescapes.com so that they can help you feel like you again.
I like that. You feel like you again. Spectacular Escapes is one of those small businesses that was affected by the pandemic and COVID-19. It survived, but so many other small businesses did not. Carrie, every day we hear about another pizza shop that closed or a hair salon that closed, and we cannot emphasize enough the importance of small businesses to the economy. You know, we hear small businesses are the backbone of the economy, and it's not just a saying, the statistics back that up. 30 million. There are 30 million small businesses in this country compared to 18,500 companies that have 500 employees or more. So you can see how many small businesses there are. And this is also a very important statistic. Small businesses employ 60 million Americans. And that is nearly half of the U.S. workforce. So we really need to rally around small businesses and make sure that they can survive this.
So joining us today is Sarah Barr, and she is the owner of Conhas Print and Marketing. She's a small business owner. So Sarah, I'm pitching it right to you right away. You are a small business and you work with small business. How has this pandemic affected what's going on with small business?
Oh man, it's been brutal. I work with a variety of businesses and organizations, and I have definitely seen firsthand the impact that this has had on the community. I've seen it in my own business as events have been canceled. And yeah, it's been devastating. And we're going to see this continue throughout this year and very well into next year.
Sarah, you brought something up. You talked about small businesses and when events are canceled. I don't think people really realize or recognize the domino effect. Let's pretend you have a fundraiser. Okay, the fundraiser has been canceled, but it's not just the fundraiser that lost that ability to bring people in. Talk about the domino effect and all of the other businesses that are affected by that fundraiser being canceled.
Yeah, so because I'm a printer, I'm just going to start right off with my involvement with those events. So we normally would send save the dates, we send invitations, we have programs for the day of, there's signage for the event. At a lot of these types of events, you have vendors that come out and they set up. And obviously, as they're being canceled, they can't attend. There's, you know, your caterers, everybody that's linked to that event, your entertainment people, your MCs, speakers, depending on the event and if they're paid. There's just so many people that are impacted every single time an event is canceled. And you're right, people don't really realize all of those people behind the scenes that are part of making that event successful that have also lost out because of this.
Well, exactly. And I think one thing we have not really talked about is, you know, there's been this push about making sure that you're going to your local restaurant. And while you can't dine in or you couldn't dine in for quite a while, it was make sure that you do a pickup or maybe ask them if they offer delivery. There seemed to be like a big push with restaurants. So now we're looking at it going, okay, well, there's a lot of small businesses that are about to go under, from small salons to, you know, little mom pop shops, boutiques, those types of things. What advice could you give or would you give to folks around to get them to shop more local?
So my biggest thing is it's so easy. We're so guilty. We're in this digital society. And when we want to buy something, we automatically go online, pull up our Amazon accounts, and we're just typing in what we want, click of a button. We expect it in 2 days and we get it. And I think the biggest takeaway from all of this is to sit back for a minute. And when you go to order your health supplements, your hair care products, your party supplies, your print items, whatever it may be, really just sit back for a second and think, is there somebody in my local community that I could be buying these items from? And what most of these places have done, they have adapted ways. I know even on our site, we have a shop section. We didn't have that before. So people can now go online, click on those things, and, you know, get curbside pickup. A lot of places that didn't offer shipping are now shipping for you. So just being really mindful every time you go to place that order and click online, is there somebody locally that I could be supporting, and then go and support that business?
So it's simple. Shop local, shop local, shop local, think local to try to help these businesses. Sarah, we are hearing every day about the gym that shut down and the restaurant and the diner and the hair salon that they just couldn't pull it together. I mean, it was a difficult time. What did you do that you were able to survive the shutdown, and now that things are starting to reopen, that you're keeping your business going and making it thrive? What did you do?
I would say one of the biggest things I did, along with a lot of other businesses, is learn how to adapt, make changes, offer new creative solutions. Like I said, events are a big thing. So I'm really working right now with organizations who are deciding to take their events virtual. I'm trying to come up with, instead of canceling the event completely, let's come up with some unique ways to make that virtual event now unique. Or if you're not having that event at all, what can we do to still reach out to those people that might have attended that event so that they don't lose those opportunities to stay connected? But like I said, with the items that we offer, we were a very B2B business, and we very quickly learned we needed to become business to consumer. So we have been printing signage like you would not believe for graduations and birthdays and anniversaries and retirement. And I think that is a big part. You know, there was a lot of businesses that were struggling prior to this, and then going through this just obviously didn't help them. But from a business perspective, I would say really making adaptive ways to come up with unique ideas to stay in front of our customers and offer new solutions is what we needed to do. And we did it.
So I have, you know, a nonprofit, and I've been on the struggle bus with how on earth do I continue to fundraise? Not only do people really not have a lot of money to give, but the events that I held for fundraising, I can't do them the way I did them before. One of the things I've thought about and I haven't done with my nonprofit is mailing, sending out mailers. What do you think about that? Is that way too old school, Sarah, with the type of business that
snail
you
mail,
you
Karen, snail mail.
If you look at my LinkedIn, my header says that I'm a lover of snail mail. So you're never going to hear me tell you that direct mail doesn't work. It's very much alive. And I think as we are bombarded with email messages and social media ads, there has never been a better time to fill up that mailbox while people are at home and actually looking for things to do. And it's been very effective for a lot of our customers. In fact, we've been starting to see customers that mailed a smaller quantity, doubling and tripling the volume that they're sending out, because they are also picking up and realizing that this is a really great way to get in front of people.
So it sounds like that's something I'm going to do.
Not a bad idea.
Good old snail mail. Well, I think your message was pretty simple here, Sarah, that from a consumer standpoint, we have to shop local and think of the local stores in our community to make sure these businesses stay afloat, because, you know, small businesses are the backbone of this economy. And from the business perspective, I mean, I hate to use that phrase, but I guess you guys have to adapt to this new normal. It is a new normal. It's a changing world, and you can't do business as usual, I guess, if you want to survive.
Absolutely. And I'll add one more thing. If you can't go out and support that local business, supporting a local business doesn't mean you're just buying a product from them. If you have done business with somebody, leave them a review on Google, on social media. share, check in when you are, use your social media platforms to check in and show people where you're choosing to support your local business. That doesn't even cost you a thing. You're already going out and supporting them anyway. So this is just a way to do some free advertising to show your love for that small business.
Yeah.
That's really
excellent
advice.
Don't we know that? Don't we know that? As social media is very, very effective. Well, Sarah, this is all great information, and we certainly hope that our viewers will really take hold of this and support the community and support their local businesses. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
You know, Flora, I really appreciate her talking about the ripple effect. You know, I put on fundraisers for the nonprofit that I'm with, and it really is thought-provoking on how we have to become more creative to really keep everybody included locally.
Yeah, you have to think outside the box, and you've got to come up with different ways to still do your business. I mean, look at us. We're not sitting next to each other on the couch anymore. We had to change the way that we chirp, and we've come up with this format so that we're able to continue our conversations and chirp about topics that are important to families.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of chirping, you know, we do enjoy that you listen to us chirp, but we want to hear from you. So if you go to chick2chick.com and hit contact, you can give us some suggestions, some comments. We do want to hear from you.
We absolutely do. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.